All glory
Blog
to God.
Talk Radio.
That is hurting, and I know someone out there that thinks they're worthless. I know there's someone out there that's heartbroken, and I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through, and this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there that really doubt him. You gotta believe me,
I know too much about him.
You ain't got nothing to lose,
so just try
him. Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me
free,
then he delivered me
free,
then he saved me
free.
Better preach, preach, preach,
preach,
say that word. He's a doctor,
preach,
and a provider,
preach. He is everything you need him to be.
Better preach, preach, preach,
preach,
say that word. I know there's someone out there on their deathbed. There's nothing else they can do. Somebody has debt to the ceiling, and all your bills are due. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through, and this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there
that really doubt him.
You gotta believe me,
I know too much about him.
You ain't got nothing to lose,
so just try
him. Can I get a witness to help me say
he forgave me
free, then he delivered me
free,
then he saved me
free.
You better preach, preach,
preach,
preach, say that word. It's hard to trust what I can't see, but God reminded me, you're not alone, have faith in me. I can do the impossible.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And this is Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, June 28th, 2021. And I'm so blessed to welcome you all to my program this evening. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer because if there's no Jesus in it, your sister Bishop is just not with it. So please bow your hearts with me as I go to the Lord. Oh, Most High, come singing praises to your holy and righteous name right now, thanking you for this time and this season. Father God, I thank you for the mighty woman of God who will come forth on tonight. I ask, Father God, that you bless her as she blesses your people. I pray in the name of Jesus for every listener, Father God, that they will be encouraged, that they will be empowered and impacted by the Holy Word in a way that they will live a more abundant life in you right now. And Father God, I truly pray that if someone does not know you in the pardon of their sin, that tonight would be the night that they change their eternal address and come and ask you to be their Lord and their Savior. It is in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. I do pray it all. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, good evening, saints of God. Again, I want to welcome you to a very special Taking It to the Streets, because tonight I am being joined by a woman of God whom I am blessed to call my sister and my friend. Now, if she were to, I do have a bio for her, but you know what? God is not interested in our pedigree, our degrees, or anything of the like. What God is interested in is that his called and sent come and bring a word of hope to his people. And that is just what I can always trust this sister to do. So won't you please get something to write with and to write on and retrieve your Bible, saints of God, because I assure you, you are about to be blessed by my sister and my friend, First Lady and Evangelist, Yvetta Franklin Thomas. Amen.
Oh, God bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Good evening, everybody. Bishop Cook, thank you for inviting me to speak once again. Reverence to our God, respect to my husband, Pastor Thomas, friends, family, and just everybody on the line. May tonight's word encourage and elicit praise and glory to our God. Let us just first get in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Dear Father God, use me. Speak to me. Speak through me. God, let your spirit move through the phone lines like a mighty rushing wind. I give myself over to you. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm ready to hear a word. What about you?
Amen.
I've asked you to speak, and we just go open up our Bibles to Daniel, the 6th chapter, verse 10. I'm going to be reading from the Living Bible. Again, that's the 6th chapter of Daniel, verse 10. And it reads thusly, "But though Daniel knew about it, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs bedroom, with its windows open toward Jerusalem, and prayed 3 times a day, just as he always had, giving thanks to his God." I have titled this message, Know Your It. That would be K-N-O-W. Know Your It. The Bible says, though Daniel knew about it, makes me wonder, what is this it? What is the IT? How about we just get right into the message so we can discover the IT, the it. Let me first present Daniel to us. His name means God's is my judge, my vindicator. Daniel was a Jewish youth. My research says he was between 17 and 18 years old when he was taken captive by King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't playing. In the year 586 B.C., he leveled the walls, he destroyed the temple, and he carried the people of Judah into captivity. This makes me think about the 1619 voyage, the founding of slavery in these United States, which was a legal institution of human chattel, meaning the white man owned us. We were his personal property. Slave ships carried our people as captives from our homeland, Africa, to what we call America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, and supposed to be liberty for all. No, this is not a history lesson, but the Holy Ghost will not let me just glide over this reality. Now, of the Hebrew captives, Daniel, along with Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah, were looked upon as coming from the upper class of Judah. In addition, these brothers were well-read, healthy, strong, and good-looking, so the Bible tells us. And because of their background, they were to become servants at the royal court. Nevertheless, I'm sure their dreams were shattered. Wouldn't yours be? One day you're free, the next day you're a slave, a captive in a strange land. Not only that, but the young men were also given Babylonian names. Mishael was named Meshach, Hananiah was named Shadrach, and Azariah was named Abednego. And Daniel, who we are going to zero in on tonight, he was named Belteshazzar. Belteshazzar was supposed to invoke the Babylonian god Baal, which was a title, not a name. And Baal was considered a fertility god. Lots of food, lots of vegetables, lots of sex. Yet the Babylonians often referred to Daniel by his Hebrew name, and that's in Daniel 5, verse 12. Now, we should know the Jews were very loyal to their heritage. Names were near and dear to their culture. Their names were passed down from generation to generation, just as they are with Africans. Your name represented your family and what your future possibly held for you. So this change of names was degrading, insulting, and hurtful. Daniel, a.k.a. Belteshazzar, and his three friends were learning the Babylonian culture. Remember, they were captives. I find it interesting that the 27th book in the Bible is titled Daniel, not Belteshazzar. Well, as time went on, Daniel served with loyalty and much ability. He mastered the customs, the language, and the literature so well that he became one of the three top presidents. There were 120 governors who reported to the three presidents. This meant Daniel, as well as the other two, had to attend to 40 governors and their matters. Now, here's what blew my mind. Daniel proved to be more competent, more enlightened, gifted, and blessed to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve problems. Yet, he remained humble and true to the God of Israel. Luke 14 and 11 tells us, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Now, because of Daniel's excellent work ethics and efforts, he was being considered for a promotion over the entire empire. And the Bible says not only the two presidents, but even the 120 governors became, check this out, not jealous, but very jealous. My husband is trying to help me preach. I got a question for you.
Well,
why do we oppose others that are better at certain things than we are?
Lord,
for example, she can preach better than me. Their church has more members than mine.
My Lord.
He's a supervisor. I'm just a male clerk. Listen to this one. My son is in jail. He's doing his first my son is in jail, but her son is doing his first year in college on an art scholarship. Listen, this list could go on and on and on. When will we learn what God has for you is for you? I cannot take your gifts, and you cannot take mine. Stay in your lane. It's likely you won't get rear-ended. You won't get sideswiped. Perhaps a hit and run, or worse, you won't get driven off the road in a ditch. Somebody needs to say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Well, take the whole car.
Consequently, we all know what happens when jealousy, envy, inadequacies, and low self-esteem arises. Anger and disappointment sets in. Often wanting to see the other person hurt, demoted, humiliated, belittled, and even destroyed if you think that needs to be. Let me park here for a minute and talk about anger. It is an emotion, and we all experience anger sometime or another. Anger is not a sin, but what we do with that anger is so important.
Come on.
If we're not careful, that emotion can get us in serious trouble. The Bible tells us, be angry, but sin not. Colossians 3 and 8, this is a good one. Colossians 3 and 8 tells us, put away and rid yourselves of rage, bad feelings toward others, curses and slander, foul-mouthed abuse, and shameful utterances from your lips. So, listeners, let's look at what these jealous presidents did. They came up with a plan to eliminate Daniel. In other words, as the young people say, boy, bye. Here comes the it. Remember, Daniel knew about it. So let's listen in on their conversation. How about we convince the king to make a law that no one can bow or make any request to any of the gods for the next 30 days except to you, King Darius? If this law is broken, woe to the lion's den one will go. You know, we should live such lives that the only thing the enemy can accuse us of is our faithfulness and commitment to God. The Bible says, though Daniel knew about it, this new law, this new rule, this new decree, this new phase of worship, this attempt that would rid Daniel of his position, his power, his authority, his success, and his leadership, yet he continued his regular faithful prayer time to the true and living God with his windows open. You know, hasn't much changed from then until now. We have battled illegal, unfair laws both internally and externally. The Jim Crow laws, the poll taxes, the interracial marriages. How dare somebody tell you who you can love? Redlining, that one right there, that one. Blacks could not purchase homes in certain neighborhoods, zip codes, separate but equal, segregation, and let's not forget the big fight, Brown versus the Board of Education. You know, today we still fight unjust laws. As recent as the attempt of voter suppression in the states of Georgia and Texas. Is that a sad case? Today, 2021, it's clear to me life isn't always fair. But thank God he's loyal, he's faithful. So you know what I discovered, church? We need to pray and pray and pray some more.
Yes.
We will hardly pray out loud in front of one person. Yet the Bible says Daniel had his windows wide open. I imagine, this is my sanctified imagination, his mouth was stretched wide, and his words drifted through the breezes like a sweet aroma ascending to heaven. How else would these presidents have known that Daniel faithfully prayed three times a day if they didn't hear him?
Yeah.
Wonder when's the last time someone heard you pray? I'm just thinking out loud. Can anyone say anything certain about you? One thing I know about her, you're going to find that sister at church on Wednesday nights in prayer meeting. Oh, Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, baby, she's going to be in worship service. Oh, and on Friday nights at 7, she's at women's Bible studies. These are just some examples of certainties. Not only did Daniel know about it, he also knew John 14 and 27, which says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. My peace I give isn't fragile like the world gives. So don't be troubled, neither be afraid. Some of us are scared, not scared, just scared, to even acknowledge our love for God. Yet, 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Daniel knew to pray without ceasing. That's what 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 urges us to do. Why are we so fearful of other people's opinions of us as Christians? The lady, Bishop Sherlyn, who's putting on this program tonight, Bishop Sherlyn, let me tell you, she don't give a hooty-tooty what you think, what she thinks, what he thinks, what they think. She's going to preach and teach Jesus crucified, buried, and risen, and soon to return. She's going to preach it come hell or high water. Can I inform you one of God's names is Elohim? That means he sees it all.
Everything.
God sees what we do in secret, and he rewards us openly.
Yes, he does. Hallelujah.
Everything that is done behind closed doors will one day be brought in the open.
Into the light.
Absolutely nothing. Nothing is hidden from God.
Nothing.
I may not see you. Your neighbor may not witness you.
But
God is looking directly at you. What you say, husband? He's looking at booking. Listen, he's looking at me, too. You sneaky two presidents, you low-down governors who came up with this new plan. God has an all-seeing eye, church. Psalms 121, verse 4 says, Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. God is a forever sustaining presence. He don't take naps. A day of reckoning will come. One day, every person, no exceptions, no passes, will stand before God and give an account of your life. Baby, that's in Romans 14, verse 12. Everybody's going to stand before God and give an account of your life. So let me ask you this. What is it that fights against you? Let me make a confession. I had an it. When I lost my deceased husband of 25 years, I found myself in a rut. I would attend worship service. My body was in the building, but my heart was not.
All right now.
I was MIA, missing in action. It took me quite a while to realize that God is sovereign and everything and everybody has an expiration date. But listen, when I got it, when I finally got it,
hallelujah,
I asked God to forgive me. And I made a promise to the Lord. I'll never sit down on you again. I don't care if everybody in the church is dead. I'm going to clap my hands, pat my feet, say amen, raise my hand. I told the Lord, strike me. I'll be the match. And I meant it. And as long as I live, I'm never going to sit down on God again. He could have, listen, cancer could have hit me, diabetes, anything could have happened. He could have took me out. But he left me here. And for that,
hallelujah,
I said, Lord, I bless
hallelujah
your name.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Paul had an it. He
yes
said it was like a thorn in his flesh.
Yes.
A messenger from Satan to hurt him and to buffet him. 3 times he begged God, Lord, would you remove it? Finally, God responded, no,
my grace
is sufficient. That's 2
yes
Corinthians 12, verses 7, 8, and 9. Listen, so many people in the Bible had it's. If I named them all, we wouldn't hang up this phone. But I'm going to tell you, Job had an it. In other words, he was ripped to shreds. He lost everything he had. His closest friends accused him of sinning. His wife told him, curse God and die.
Mm-hmm.
It was not until he prayed for his friends that
my
God
Lord
gave
thank
double
you
for his trouble.
Yes, he did.
What
hallelujah
stumbling block has the enemy put in your path?
My Lord.
What is attempting to rob you of your spiritual fulfillment? Is it a family member? Could it be a friend? Could it be that bad habit you can't seem to quit?
My
and
Lord,
possibly
come on now.
It is you, your own
good
worst enemy. Did you catch that? Enemy. Can you say, no matter what happens, hallelujah, no matter the diagnosis, the prognosis, I hear you, husband, no matter who rejects me, I'm going to yet praise the Lord.
Yeah,
I will speak of his glories, his grace. He's been too good, church. He's faithful. He's loving, giving, forgiving. He's long-suffering. He's our deliverer, a vindicator, our provider, ha! A healer, protector, our shield and our buckler.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
This Christian life is not always apple pie and ice cream. You won't always have mountaintop experiences. Baby,
nope,
you're going to have some dark days, some sad days, some
yes
lonely days. Oh, my God. Some unending trials. And trust me, you're going to have some temptations. But here's the good news. Psalms 34:19. This is one of my anchor scriptures. The good man does not escape all troubles. He has them too also. But the Lord helps him in each and every one. Let that simmer in your spirits. Let that just simmer. We're going to have some trouble.
Yes,
there, but God helps us in each and every one of our problems.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Listen, your
hallelujah
man has got to know, like Daniel, that God is faithful.
Yes,
he said
is
he will never leave us nor forsake
yes
us.
Hallelujah.
Bible readers, you already know the story. Daniel was arrested. And Daniel was thrown in the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
A stone was placed over the entrance of the den.
Mm-hmm.
And the king, Darius, he sealed it with his own signet ring that no one could rescue Daniel. Well, that night,
well,
the king could not eat his dinner. That's what the Bible says. The king could not sleep. That's what the Bible says. That night, the king refused his nightly entertainment, whatever that may have been. The Bible doesn't say. Darius regretted the new rule. because he truly cared for Daniel. But very early the next morning, I don't know who this is for, but in my spirit, I keep hearing the word early. The king rushed to the lion's den. The Bible says he rushed to the lion's den, calling out, Daniel, was the God you worship continually, was he able to deliver you? Can you see the king standing there with a heavy heart? No doubt tears in his eyes, shaken, dismayed, and angry with himself over the it. He heard no roars, no shuffling, nothing moving around, just pure silence. When suddenly a voice comes from the den saying, Your Majesty, my God has sent an angel to shut the lion's mouth. Listen, this is a warning for somebody. If you're talking about people behind their backs, shut your mouth before God closes it. Shut your mouth before God closes it. So let me end by saying this. Who God was yesterday, he is that same God today, and he's going to be that same God tomorrow. Psalms 34 and 15 tells us, For the eyes of the Lord are intently watching all who live good lives. He gives attention when they cry.
Thank you, Jesus.
So tonight, I invite you to join the family of God.
Yes.
To have a relation with him. So when you face your it's, because listen, you're going to have some it's.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be alone. You won't be alone. Let us pray. God, thank you for this word. Thank you for the reassurance of your faithfulness. God, make us aware of our it's so we too can be like Daniel. Don't let us compromise. Don't let us give in. God, don't let us lose faith. Rather, let us be faithful to you in all we do and say. God, seal this word in our hearts tonight in the matchless monumental name of Jesus. Amen. Bishop,
amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just bless the Lord for that wonderful, wonderful word. And for those that follow us here at the Spirit Alive Network,
thank you.
It is now time for you to put your praise on it. And the way we do get that done is by you pressing your one on your keypad of your phone. That will alert me that you want to come on to the into the room and just give God some praise. Now, the time is well spent. There is many, many of you in here tonight, praise the living God. So I'm going to ask that you be respectful, be kind, and be brief. I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. And if you are in either of the three chat rooms and you have a comment, you may start typing at this time. We're going to begin with area code 678, the last four digits, 0791. Good evening. God bless you and welcome to our studio.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. This is Jackie Claiborne, one of Dahl's friends for over 50 years. And I just
Hallelujah.
Want to say to each and everyone on the line, God is good. And what a
yes.
wonderful message. What is
yes.
your it? And you are so
Hallelujah.
Right. We are going to go through some trials and tribulation, as John 16:33 tells us. But he says in him that there's peace. But he said in this world, we're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. What a wonderful message. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just love this sister right here. She just, you can just tell through the very resonance of her voice that she loves her from Jesus, that I love every time she comes on. So thank you, beautiful woman of God, Sister Jackie, for always supporting our beautiful sister and First Lady Yvetta. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyone else? Now, look, it's a whole bunch of you up in here. And I don't look, and I know somebody has got to be praising God right now. Because look here, if you know your it, then you will have your it is written ready. It's a wonderful thing that, you know, we are at war, saints of God. And we have people that are plotting against, might be plotting against us, that might be trying to set us up, to mess us up, you know, and that's in and out of the church. Let's keep it real, okay? But when we stand on the word of God and we have our it is written ready, when we know that we are walking in righteousness, hallelujah, we know that God will not only protect us, but he will also avenge us. So I praise God for the word on tonight because, hallelujah, it was, as they say, the Campbell Soup commercial, it was good and on time because people are going through. And they need to know that we are, you know, at war with the enemy. And he has a lot of tactics. But, oh, hallelujah, for every tactic he has, God has a divine countermeasure. Hallelujah. So thank you, my beautiful sister, for that word. Hallelujah. I just go give the phone on over to Pastor. He was over there just look, y'all was preaching in tune there for a minute. So just go on and hand the phone over to him. So, you know, because we want him to honor the mighty man of God. We love Pastor here too. So go ahead and hand it over to him so he can have a word.
All right.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes,
praise
we
God,
can.
Praise God. Thank you. Amen. And what? Oh, this was not just a wonderful word. This was epic. This word should resound in your spirit for days and weeks to come because it can be anything. But
anything.
The message is so helpful in that it reminds us we got to pray.
Amen.
And we
got to
praise God while we're
all
praying.
All the time. Hallelujah.
What a mess. I'm not saying it because it's my wife. I'm saying it because of the word and the way the Spirit of the Lord has brought it to her and allowed her to flow through it. Amen. I am grateful. I was almost shouting before she started, but I just kept on going right on through. Praise God. Thank you, Bishop.
Hallelujah. That's
for
a beautiful
giving
thing.
Her that opportunity. Bless you tonight.
That's a beautiful thing. There's nothing wrong with it because you're right. Her word was right. She brought the word, not her agenda, not her opinions, not anybody else's opinion. You have a problem with what this beautiful sister said tonight, I suggest you go up there and take it up with God. He wrote it. Okay. So because that's what she gave you, his word, by the power of his Holy Spirit. Now, thanks to God, you can still get your hallelujahs in, your amens, your glories, if you just want to continue to encourage the woman of God. Because, see, let me explain something to you people. When folk preach like this and teach like this, they don't get a lot of amens. You know why? Because they're preaching the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. People that preach like her do not allow any of us to be content to sit in the sin that we're in, you see. So that's why it's so important to me to always encourage those who truly have a heart after God's own, that truly just want the people of God to be transformed into the likeness of Christ by the power of his word and his spirit. And because, you know, too many of us, when we get in trouble, the first thing we want to do is throw everything, you know, everything of faith out the window. You know, when we get in trouble, we act like we forget how to pray. We act like we forget how to praise God. Not all of us, some of us. You know, we running around, oh, let me call Miss Cleo. Oh, been in church for 40 years, but now you want to call Miss Cleo. Why? You know, Daniel stood for God and on what he knew through it all. And he prayed to the only one who can save him. He didn't get distracted. He didn't get it twisted. He knew what his it was, and you see how he handled it, through prayer and praise. Hallelujah. Right now, we're going to have Mother Mitchell have a quick word. Amen.
Amen. First Lady, Yvetta, I hadn't heard you preach before until tonight, and I just wanted to say, when Bishop encouraged my heart, she's right. We should say and encourage one another. And I just wanted to say, you know, Daniel made the lion a pillow for his head. And, you know, that's the it that we all, and, you know, we ain't been put in the lion's den, but we walk around in the dens all the time. So praise you, baby, for the word. It was right on point. I love you so much. I don't know you yet, but I look forward to hearing you again.
Amen.
Bless you, Bishop. I received some texts asking me, what do people press to speak to get in?
I just told them to press their one on their keypad, on their phone.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless that sister who encouraged me. I received those words. Thank you so much.
Amen. All right, we're going to go to area code 510, last four digits 8887.
All right, praise God. Thank you so much, Bishop, for having my mother again. This is Stephanie.
Girl, for, get out this phone now.
Now listen,
get out this phone, Nathan.
I have to be honest. I have to ask, now what do we press? Because if I can just share a quick testimony, I have a good friend on the call as well. And she was texting me how powerful the word was, and it was confirmation
for
her. Mommy, that happens to be Etta, by the way. But I just want to share, the reason I couldn't remember, because the earth shook over here. I just think I need to say that. We had a 4.2 magnitude earthquake while my mom was talking about that it, and when she said shut your mouth, the earth.
Ooh, okay.
I can say we haven't lost any power, no harm, hurt, or danger has come.
Thank you, Jesus.
But the earth shook. So I just wanted to say I was a little discombobulated. I pressed pound one. I pressed star one.
No, just one, sweetheart. Just one. Just one. Hallelujah.
Again, thank you. For having my
you
mom.
Welcome, precious.
But it was such a blessing. It was such a mighty word. And I don't know, like I know Etta said, she was in the car. She was just texting me. Confirmation. Powerful word. So,
yes,
mommy, you keep going on in Jesus'
keep
name.
On,
I mean,
I
you just
to
keep going on. And to you,
Bishop,
my mom said a word. It doesn't matter who, where, and how. We know you coming with the word of God, and we appreciate you for this platform and this opportunity. Love you guys.
Oh, you so welcome. I love you, precious angel. You know I've loved you for a long time. Hallelujah. Your mom, your grandmother. Look, okay, so you know what time it is up over here up
thank
at the Spirit
you,
Live Network
you.
When it comes to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to move on. God bless you, sweetheart. We're going to move on now to area code 925, last four digits 0002. That must be Ms. Etta. Come on in the room, beloved.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Sister Shanae Moore. I just
oh,
wanted to get on the
evening.
Line coming after Sister Stephanie. Yes, we just experienced a 4.2 magnitude earthquake.
My Lord.
Listening in on the message, and you know the devil has a way of trying to interfere and try to have you deviate and lose focus and lose sight on what it is that God is trying to tell us. And we are just, it was just a metaphor for life, that things can shake you, things can cause you
yes.
to be, you know, step you off your game, you know, push you off your game and,
yes,
and be
yes,
unfocused
amen.
And not realize what you should be setting your sights on. And as she said, everybody is fine. We are fine. No one's been harmed. Everything is in its place.
Praise
Nothing has
God.
Been damaged. So I praise God. Thank the Lord that everyone
praise
is okay.
God.
My baby's okay. I just didn't want anything to keep me from getting on the line to express how blessed I was to hear this message. And I'm not surprised that she came and brought it. She's my prayer partner. She's always praying on fire. You can just feel her spirit. You just know that she not just knows the word, but she
Hallelujah,
lives the word.
Jesus.
She's been walking with God. And I'm just so incredibly blessed to know her, to be in her presence. I'm so thankful she had an opportunity to share what God put on her heart.
Amen.
To share with all of us. And I give the line back to you. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. God bless you, precious angel. Thank you so much for your beautiful comments. And I'm sure that our sister, First Lady, she really appreciates it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I have known and watched this beautiful woman of God, and I know that she's real, and she just wants God's people to get it. And I praise God for her tonight because, like I said, so many people are being shaken by so many different things. But she reminded us all that God is able. All we have, he's just a prayer away. That's all we have to do is look to the hills from whence cometh our help, and he'll be right there. And for those of you here tonight that maybe you're listening in the chat room, I'm talking to you, my younger people, because you're always important and close to my heart. You might be sitting there thinking, well, that was really a neat message I heard, but I really don't feel like God is that close to me. Well, I just want you to know this. You are as close to God as his holy word. And I want you to get yourself into a Christ-centered Bible teaching church. I want you to get yourself into a Bible study so that you can study to show yourselves approved, and that you won't, so that you won't be tossed to and fro by the things in this world. So I want you to know that God loves you. He's standing there waiting for you, hallelujah, to just say the magic word, I surrender, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. We're going to now go to 510, last four digits, 4294. Good evening. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Good evening. This is Reverend Linda Walton Jones and
Bless you.
Uzetta and I taught school together in the Hayward Unified School District. And not on, in addition to that, we retired together the same year. And
Amen.
Sister Uzetta spoke tonight of a man with character, and because she is a woman of character.
Yes,
she's
she
a
is.
Woman of competence. And it was Daniel who displayed his character by refusing to do wrong before the king. And
Hallelujah.
I have always known Uzetta as a woman with great character, always refusing
mm-hmm.
to do that what was wrong, but do that what was right. And not only that, she brought a message with conviction.
Yes, she
you
did.
Know, yes, she did, because, you know, it was Daniel who refused to eat from the king's meat. He refused to do it and to drink his wine. I have watched Uzetta through the years. She refused to do that which is not according to the word of God. She spoke
Praise
with courage.
His holy name. Hallelujah.
She spoke with courage because she stood on the word of God. When Daniel
Amen.
Faced the lions, then he stood up with courage without flinching.
Amen.
And she spoke the word of God without flinching tonight. And not only that, I know Uzetta as a person who is committed to the word of God. And Daniel himself, too, remained committed no matter what came before him. And not
Amen.
Only that, she spoke with compassion. She spoke with the compassion the same compassion and love for us of telling us what times we are living in, what we need
Amen.
To do. And that was
Thank
what
you,
Daniel
Jesus.
Was. He never lost his love for others, even the
Amen.
Enemy that was a part of his culture. And I just want to say to Yvette, thank you for reminding us of who we are and the faith that we stand on. And the face-to-face, when Daniel was in the lion's den, he stood face-to-face with God. And sometimes that's what we have to do, too.
Amen.
So thank
Amen.
You, my dear. I love
All
it.
Right,
love
and thank you.
You,
dear sister.
I love what you stand for, a woman of faith and a woman of leadership in action. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The time is well spent. Hallelujah. We have had a wonderful time here on tonight. Hallelujah. I would just like to personally thank you, Evangelist and First Lady Thomas, for coming out this evening and sharing a Rhema word with us on tonight. I pray that you all will continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network, because we do truly have something for everyone. On tomorrow, you can join us for Pastor Lester Carver coming to you out of Indianapolis, Indiana, for our Tuesday teaching. Then on Wednesday, we will have Prayer Changes Things. Hallelujah. And for more information about us, simply go to Google, type in Bishop Shalene Cook, and there you will find all the needed information that you need to have in order to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. So it is my fervent prayer that somebody tonight has received something that has blessed their soul.
Please, Jesus.
Out there in radio land. Because, see, we know we had a good time up in here, okay? We had us a wonderful time up in here. So we pray that you had a good time out there in Russia as we did up in here. We pray that you had a good time in China as we did up in here. We pray to all of our brothers and sisters over in the Philippines. We pray that you have had a good time as we did over here. Hallelujah. Because we praise God for all, each and every one of you. So on behalf of myself and the entire Spirit Alive staff, it is our fervent prayer that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And from our household to yours, it is my fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.